A trip to the museum is always a special occasion, but next Saturday is International Museum Day, so people will be enjoying that experience all around the planet, including right here in El Paso. With me are Jeff Romney, who is head of development, and Dr. Elizabeth Summer, education curator for the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How long has the El Paso Museum of Art been making a big deal out of International Museum Day?
Well, you know, we've done some activities over the last 2 years. This year, however, is the first year where we're really focusing an entire day on celebrating with the rest of the world International Museums Day.
And is it just art museums or all types of museums?
It's all types of museums, actually.
Excellent. So this is the day to hit the museums.
There's about an estimated 30,000 museums taking part in over 120 countries.
Whoa, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And here in El Paso, what can we look forward to next Saturday?
Well, the El Paso Museum of Art is using this as an opportunity to get across the message that it is the community's museum and to invite people in and give them a sense of what happens behind the scenes, but also to give them a chance to be part of the museum. So we have arranged some specific activities that allow them to do that. We'll have a section where they can respond to how they use the museum, how they enjoy the museum, either in words or they can draw. They can make their own art.
Mm-hmm.
The words or the art will then be put on some temporary walls that we have so that for the day they'll be exhibited, in a sense, in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some presentations from some of our staff members and from those whom you don't usually know much about or hear from.
The behind-the-scenes crowd.
Yes, we have our people who work behind the scenes and people that you see but may not have a chance to know, like the security guards. So we'll have some talks by them. We'll allow you to see how exhibits get designed. They're going to bring out what they call a white model, which is basically it's sort of like a museum's dollhouse. It's a little model of the museum with its walls.
Yes.
And so the curators will talk about how they use those to plan exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And you will also get an opportunity, if you're so inclined, to vote for one of the wall colors for our upcoming exhibit in the fall.
Cool.
We'll have a couple of colors out to choose from and some examples of the paintings that will go on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And people can decide which of the two colors they want the exhibit to be. And that section of the exhibit will be painted that color so they can come back in the fall and see it.
I love what you're telling me because this is one of those situations where kids can go in there. I mean, it's fun for adults who frequently have already chosen their careers or are stuck in something. But but for the kids to realize, like a little model comes out and somebody starts curating an exhibition and you're realizing this is like play. I like the idea. And if it rings your chimes, this is where future people who are dedicated to working in the arts or various industries come from.
Hopefully
yes,
that will happen. And we do want everybody to come out,
mm-hmm,
including families. And we do have some additional activities. In fact, we are going to showcase again our new sort of a family resource area where we also have new pre-K programs that will be going on once, I think it's every other week on Thursday mornings. So for Saturday, we'll be having an example of the kind of programming we do for those pre-K programs.
Oh, sweet.
But we'll also just have the room open.
Yeah, I noticed that one of the rooms where other things used to happen now has all these little round tables.
It does.
And little chairs.
Yes, it does.
Cool. And it's probably not nearly as quiet as it used to be in there anymore.
Not when it's full. No, not at all. But we love that energy.
And oh,
very
yes,
happy to have the children in there and to have the energy that those colors and those little tables and chairs bring.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
that will also be going on, and our librarian is going to do story time a couple of times during
excellent,
the day.
And if anyone hasn't visited the library at the museum, that's a treat in itself, something that really can be enjoyed by
and
the
that
general
is
population,
open to the general public as well.
Now, are there any fees for these activities, and what time do they take place?
Well, there is no fee. This is a free day. We don't have any traveling exhibit right now, but they'll be able to maybe get a tiny, teeny glimpse of putting up our next big exhibit.
Oh, now that's another fun thing, just to watch it going in.
Maybe. You know, we're not sure because the curators are going to be busy trying to put that together. But that's what will be going on. That's one of the models they can see. Yeah,
they might be able
to
peek through the doorway. They wouldn't be able to have access to the gallery.
No, right. No, but they can peek.
Yeah, give them a little sneak peek.
That's where they might have to talk to the guards. You know? Yeah. See if they'll be allowed. I think that's very cool that the guards are going to speak, because what they see and what they know about what their job is, they have to be so discreet, but they're always watching.
They are. They probably know more about what goes on in that museum than most anybody else does. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so everything this day, once again, is free to the general public from 1 to 4.
And it's 1 to 4 p.m.
Yes, and full access to all galleries except for the Woody and Gail Hunt Family Gallery, where the biannual exhibition will be currently in installation.
So. I'm assuming the gift shop and the museum store will be open. And I saw mention of light refreshments.
Yes, there will be light refreshments, but there will be some food. There will also be an occasion for you to talk to some of our trained docents, our gallery guides who will be in the exhibits, not giving formal tours, but giving informal conversations, having conversations about the works of art. So you can ask them about a piece you're particularly interested in, or they may ask you about a piece that they see you looking at.
So that would be fun. Those informal conversations, I always want to ask people, what got you into this business? So why don't I do that to you? Jeff, what got you into this business?
Well, I've always had a deep fascination and love for museums of all kinds ever since I was a child.
Where were you born?
I was born in Provo, Utah, but I was raised down in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Oh, really?
And as a child, I had the opportunity of finding a lot of Native American artifacts in the sense of potsherds and what have you in our orchards. And that kind of spurred an interest in me to study. And that's what I studied was anthropology and Native American studies.
Yes.
And from there, I just started work at the Museum of Peoples and Cultures at Brigham Young University, and that's where my career started with museum work.
And what brought you to El Paso?
I came to El Paso to actually open up the World Market store that's over at Las Palmas. After leaving Utah, I moved to San Francisco, and while in California, I was not in the museum field for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I came here to El Paso, and the opportunity presented itself, and I applied and was accepted as head of development at the Museum of Art.
Oh, cool. Excellent. And with your experience in Mexico, the fact that there's such a strong collaboration going on here in El Paso with the Mexican museums and art resources, very nice.
It's been a fascinating experience, and I've been here for about 7 years.
And Elizabeth, you're fairly new.
I am brand new. I've been here about 2.5 months.
Wow.
And I came from teaching museum studies at the University of Mary Washington in Virginia, in Fredericksburg. And before that, had worked for museums in both Staten Island. They have a historic village called Historic Richmond Town. And I also worked for a historic site in North Carolina on the Outer Banks on the island of Mateo. So I headed up the education interpretation department at both of those places. But working in an art museum is new to me. But I've always been interested in art, and my grandfather was an art historian and was instrumental in helping to found the North Carolina Museum of Art many years ago.
That's in your blood, too.
Yeah, it is.
What are your thoughts regarding what you've experienced here so far as our unique mix, you might say, and the art that comes from it?
I find it fascinating. It's still something that I'm learning a lot about, and it's different for me. And yet, the different kinds of cultures I'm used to. So, because in the South, we're Southern, but we're also African American and Native American influences have all come together to make what is the South. So,
well, I'm really delighted that you are here, both of you. You're a tremendous resource, as is our El Paso Museum of Art and our other fine museums in town. So, I encourage our listeners to be sure to turn out next Saturday at the El Paso Museum of Art for International Museum Day from 1 to 4 p.m. Lots of free, fun activities, a good chance to interact and really see behind the scenes what goes on in the business of running a museum. I want to thank my guests, Jeff Romney, Head of Development, and Dr. Elizabeth Summer, Education Curator of the El Paso Museum of Art. For more information on this event, call 532-1707 or visit elpasoartmuseum.org. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.